How are participants chosen for the program, and how does it work?
So we're using CARES Act funding. The requirement for CARES Act is that whatever project or program that is being done with the funds, the person receiving the services had to be adversely impacted due to COVID-19. For this program in particular, people have been moved from, in order to affect social distancing, in not only the jail, but in also Duval Residential Center, which is work relief. People have been moved to home detention, creating the jail in their own homes. The difference in the financial stabilities of these various security or oversight agencies is when you're in jail, you don't worry about rent, lights, water, none of that. But when you go home, you have the cost of everyday life and the cost of electronic monitoring. And then, not to mention when the city shut down in March, a number of the businesses that were small businesses, a lot of them in the hospitality industry, were the primary employers for these individuals. Now you're at home with all of these daily living costs incurred, and now you have the electronic monitoring costs incurred as well, and you have no job. How do you begin to build and protect your financial future? That's where we wanted to reach out to anyone who found themselves in that position. So they're on electronic monitoring. They've lost their job since March 15th and are having difficulty finding new employment.
Are there any statistics or data on the progress or success of the program?
This is actually a pilot, so it's new. This is not something that has been done. What was interesting is that the Brennan Center for Justice just came out with a report very, very recently called Conviction, Imprisonment, and Lost Earnings. And it just basically talks about how much money is lost in income over time for people who are criminal justice involved. And that's due to them being underemployed. They're underemployed and not able to earn, you know, a living wage in most instances, and then suffering from not having the knowledge to manage what income they do have effectively cover the cost of not only their living, but also the cost of their incarceration as well.
What areas are you finding the need the most?
Credit education. Knowing how to even access your credit report. Not truly understanding what it is that you're looking at and what it is that you have immediate access to. Housing, getting a car, utilities, and even in a number of cases now that is actually growing, employment. There are a lot of employers that look at your security viability in terms of what your credit score is. So if you already have involvement in the criminal justice system, which is one strike against you, but then you also have a poor credit score, then some companies are not likely to take that chance to hire you. And these are the companies that have, you know, the jobs that pay a living wage. So we don't want that to be a barrier for people as they're looking for new employment opportunities.